Today is Wednesday, June 24th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I'm recording a little bit early. I'm actually 5 minutes before work actually ends, but I was like, I'm ready to end work for the day. And actually, I've been partially working while partially getting Pride 48 stuff ready. And just a little peek behind the curtain. You know, we always have people that, you know, that things come up and they have to cancel, or they can't figure out the technical stuff or whatever. And so there's been a little bit of, you know, behind the scenes, not really drama, but behind the scenes, just like, you know, having to replace a couple of shows, and one show that we're really not sure of whether they know how to do the technical stuff, the technical side of things. And so I try to post YouTube videos and like have training for people and send out detailed emails and reminders and, you know, provide technical training sessions and all this kind of stuff. But there's always people who are a little bit afraid, because I guess, you know, podcasters by their nature, at least now in today's age, most podcasters are used to getting on YouTube Live or Facebook Live, or I don't know what the names of them are, or Twitch, or, you know, whatever. A lot of podcasters, that's just a part of what they do, is they do live streaming. But there are quite a few, especially those that it's just like a hobby for them, that they still just kind of gather in their kitchen, around the kitchen table, and they have, you know, a microphone, and they don't know how to do any of the stuff and the live stuff. And, you know, that's completely understandable. So I've been dealing with a little bit of that, but the weekend's going to be fantastic. We'll have 32 shows and it's going to be great. So I hope all of you join in. But yeah, I've just been doing a bunch of behind the scenes, like scheduling of each show slot in our streaming server, and, you know, making sure all the passwords are going to work and all of that kind of stuff. And recording, actually, I didn't record a new one. I may record something new, but I pretty much just used last year's, "You're listening to Pride 48. You know, we appreciate your patience as the next show." Oh, let's see. Let's see if I can pull it up. I bet I can't pull it up fast enough. Let's see if I can find it. I don't think I can. I don't think I can find it. Well, maybe. Let's see. I wanna find this. So I can play it for you guys. It's elevator music. And I'm just looking to see if I can find it. Edit. Let's see. This is gonna be it. Is it gonna play? Is it going to play? No, it's not going to play. Oh, well. Anyway, I was like, oh, you know, why do I need to re-record it? You know, everyone loves it so much. Not really. Everyone made fun of it last year, but oh, here it is. I can play this.
You're listening to the Pride 48 June live streaming weekend. We appreciate your patience as the next show prepares to stream. We know you have choices for live streaming LGBT podcasting, and we are glad you have chosen us.
Anyway, so I was debating, but I think I'll just leave that one, because why re-record something that's so fantastic, right? So anyway, I've just been working on that, as well as doing a little bit of work. I had something I had to actually go into the office for today, and so I had to do that, and then I had a one-on-one with my manager. My manager is full of crap sometimes. I can't even go into detail, but it's too much to even describe, but just a bunch of lip service saying things are going to get done and they never get done. And then, oh yeah, we're doing this. We're going to be hiring two new people to help with this thing. And, you know, it never happens and whatever. So I'm just dealing with that. So I had a one-on-one with him, and I was literally in the car on my way back from the office. So I had to take the call in the office, or sorry, in my car. But yeah, everything is going swimmingly here. Like I told you guys yesterday, I have the electrician is working on giving me a quote for all the work that I want done. And now I have an appointment scheduled with a landscaper. Woohoo! To look at, you know, can we get the landscaping stuff started? And I'm really thinking, Tim in Alaska really got me thinking about this, because I've had to go out and water. I've basically given up on the grass, because it hasn't died. Luckily, there are a couple of spots that are getting kind of brown, like on the sides of the house, but for the most part, the grass is green. There are a lot of like other weird, like wild grasses and weeds that are coming up amongst the sod that was planted, and they're growing faster than the sod is, which it's green. Hell, I mean, once you mow it, it's all green, right? But anyway, so. The whole positioning of the sprinklers and like all of that kind of stuff, and it takes so much work to get them positioned just right. And then you have to drag them around and go to the next section of the yard, or you have to try to have enough sprinklers and enough hoses to get the entire yard. And I did buy a timer thing and it works, but I mean, getting that all set up, I don't even know that I have enough hoses and sprinklers to get it all done. But anyway, plus, if you leave the hose out on the ground, it kills the grass that's underneath it. So I feel like you really need to like pull the hoses out, water, bring the hoses back in like every day. So I kind of, it's not that I've given up, but I literally haven't done it in days. But I told you guys, my mom brought some flowers over that we planted in the front flower bed, and they were looking like they were wilting, or a couple of them looked like they were wilting anyway. And so I was like, oh, I hope they just need water, because I don't know what else to do for them. So last night after we ate, I went out and watered the flowers, but I was like, oh my God, if I had sprinklers in this flower bed, I wouldn't even need to do this. So I'm like, I'm kind of tempted to say, hey, Mr. Landscaper guy. That should be a song. Hey, Mr. Landscaper. That is not how I sing at all. But anyway, I may get them to just quote me like, well, how much would it be to do sprinklers? And depending on that, you know, if we can get the sprinklers, the porch, and the trees for my budget, you know, maybe we can do the other stuff in phases or whatever. Because, well, this watering stuff is just for the birds. Anyway, so yeah, last night, though, I cooked for the first time in the new house, and everything was fantastic. Everything worked great. I cooked pork chops in my sous vide, and I put those on in the afternoon and just let them sous vide at 135 degrees from about, I don't know, 2 in the afternoon all the way until about 8 p.m. when we ate, which is fine. You can go 4 to 6 hours, no problem. And then I made mashed potatoes with garlic and cream and butter and milk. And I made corn, and I made some Texas toast, some like garlic toast, garlic bread toast, whatever you want to call it. And it was really good. It was really good. I was feeling so good that I was like, don't worry, Mark, I will also clean the kitchen. So I went in. So after we ate, and it took me about, even though the pork was mostly cooked already in the sous vide, it took me about an hour and a half to cook. I want to say I started about 7:15. Well, I started about, maybe it only took me an hour. I started somewhere between 7 and 7:30. I don't know. But, you know, I had to peel the potatoes, the potatoes. On Bon Appetit, which they don't, apparently they're never going to post videos again because they've had a lot of drama around their treatment of people of color. And so I don't know if they're ever going to release videos again, but one of the Bon Appetit stars, she always shortens the ingredient names. Like potatoes is potates, pepper is pep, I don't know why she does it. Anyway, it's ridiculous, and it kind of annoys me when she does it, but now sometimes I'm just like, oh yeah, I've got to peel the potatoes. So I had to peel them and cube them and boil them and do all that, and I heated the cream and butter and milk together and crushed up some garlic and put in it to flavor it. And then I just used a can of corn because, I mean, I'm trashy like that. I actually don't mind canned corn, but I mean, fresh corn is much better. But then you have to peel the husk off, and you have to get all those little threads off and all that kind of stuff. So I just put that in a pan, put some butter and some salt and pepper, and I wanted to put a little bit of sugar because I like a little bit of sugar in it, but the sugar was in some Ziploc bag and I didn't want to even bother like pulling it out. So I'm just like, ah, screw it. And then I used my new oven. I don't know if I talked to you guys about that. It's a Wi-Fi oven. So it's connected to an app, and I can actually turn it on, set the temperature, do all this stuff from my phone. I can set timers from my phone. I can also do that with the dishwasher. It's great. We didn't even ask for that. That just like came in the house. We were so excited. Also, our garage door openers are also Wi-Fi enabled. So I can open my garage doors with an app. It's crazy. So anyway, I cooked and we ate, and then I cleaned while we watched RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. And we also yesterday went to the house. Mark thinks I just am going to really miss the old house, and so I keep going every day. But yesterday we had to go to the house so that I could do some touch-up paint where there were big holes, where we had like mounted the TV and stuff like that. So we did that as well, and that was about it, just preparing for Pride 48. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.